Hi, Unreality listeners. Before the first episode of season 2 drops next week, I wanted to introduce you to another independent show that I think you'll love, Imaginary Advice. Imaginary Advice is a really brilliant anthology of audio fiction experiments by the playwright Ross Sutherland. It feels like a kind of audio sandbox, really, for Ross to play in, or maybe more like a laboratory where Ross is experimenting. Some sort of laboratory / playground. Like a radioactive playground, but in a good way. That is the best description you're going to get from me. You will have to listen to this episode to understand what I mean. And Imaginary Advice has a huge back catalogue. It's been running independently for over a decade. So it was hard to pick one episode to introduce you to the podcast, but I decided on an absolute classic called Six House Parties. Here it is.
Party number one. The theme of the party is toga. Toga party. You arrive early and help Karen set up the dips. "Hey Karen," you say, handing her the guacamole. "I hope there's dancing tonight, hey?" "Yeah," says Karen. "It's going to be like the last days of Rome. Ha ha." You laugh as well. "Ha ha ha." Karen touches you on the arm and then leaves to go get the breadsticks. It is totally on. Most of the guests have hired their togas from a shop. They've got gold trim and calf straps. They're quite modest, but that's not your style. No, you've gone with the classic bedsheet over the shoulder look. It's authentic. It's Animal House. It's sexy. It says, "I effortlessly complete the brief." Is that a nipple? I hadn't even noticed. The party fills quickly. Like a sexy bath. It is not a suicidal orgy, but it is fun. At midnight, you notice a guy in the corner dressed in chinos and a sky blue sports shirt. Karen is hanging on his every word. She introduces him to you. "Hey, this is Dave." "Hey dude," you say. "Forget your costume." Dave's eyes flit to Karen. He snorts. "No, I've come as Toga Matsumoto, the famous Japanese composer. He composed the theme tune to almost every big anime series of the 90s. Your face turns red. "Yeah, I knew that," you say. "Hang on, I've got to get something." You walk straight out the front door and go home. Party number two. The theme of the party is the letter K. Letter K party. Everyone must come dressed as something beginning with K. There are about 8 kings, 5 King Kongs, 2 King Kong Bundys. You have come as Kris Kristofferson. Cowboy boots, tidy white beard, hair like you've spent all day on the deck of a boat. Kate Middleton has already gone home with Kanye West, which means you are focusing all of your attention on the girl dressed as Stanley Kubrick. She keeps playing the same song over and over and telling the crowd to dance more meaningfully. You ask her if she's got any Beethoven for later. Both of your beards glow in the sugary UV light. You're already the toast of the party after you dispatched the creepy guy who was making inappropriate comments in the kitchen. It's still unclear whether he was Karl Lagerfeld, Immanuel Kant, or just the character from the film Kingpin. Kubrick dedicates a song to you. Dust in the Wind by Kansas. You dance in front of her, seductively. At midnight, there is a ruckus at the door. It's Dave, someone shouts. He's come dressed as potassium. You know, the chemical potassium. Because on the periodic table, it's represented by the letter... Yeah, I get it, you say, grabbing their bottle of bourbon as you turn. You can hear the sound of Dave fizzing, threatening to explode if he touches water, the whole party clapping and chanting his name. You sit in a bedroom and drink alone. Much, much later, someone pops their head in and asks you why you're dressed as Jeff Bridges. Party number three. The theme of the party is Pat Butcher. Pat Butcher party. Everyone must come dressed as Pat Butcher. You have come as Malibu Pat Butcher. Grass skirt, a blue dahlia in your hair. In the toilet queue, you get chatting to a nice girl in rally fatigues. She has come as NASCAR Pat Butcher. Tiny Lego tires as earrings. Hey Pat, you say, I love your jacket. Maybe you could take me for a drive sometime. Thanks, Pat, she says. My baby's in the auto shop, but maybe you could come have a look at it. What do you know about heavily damaged rear suspension? In another room, the phone rings. Phone call for Pat! Someone shouts. You both laugh. At the stroke of midnight, one Frank turns up. He is instantly mobbed by Pats. They swarm him, touching his spectacles. Frank, they shout. Frank. You don't even have to look round. Someone notices your face. Do you not know who Frank is? I know exactly who Frank is, you say. You catch your reflection in the mirror, then tear off your garland and throw it on the floor. It looks like a big flowery zero. Party number four. The theme of the party is the adversaries of General Victoriano Huerta. Adversary of General Victoriano Huerta party. President of Mexico, February 1913 to July 1914. Most guests have come as the revolutionary Emiliano Zapata. Bit obvious. Some have come as President Francisco Moredo or Governor Abraham Gonzalez. There's a couple of Woodrow Wilsons knocking about. It was a messy coup, so there are lots of options for this party, really, if you think about it. Everyone poses for black and white photographs by the fountain, cocktail sausages as cigars. As the clock strikes 12, you hear the sound of someone riding a horse through your host's plastic orange grove. Dave appears, dressed as Jose Cuervo, the tequila mascot, a brace of shot glasses strung across his chest. Suddenly it hits you. Victoriano Huerta died of cirrhosis of the liver. Was his only true adversary himself. I mean, Huerta struggled with alcohol since 1907 when he left the army after developing cataracts while serving in the southern jungles. Dependence on alcohol might well have made him more pliable, playing directly into the hands of Henry Lane Wilson, General Bernardo Reyes and Felix Diaz. No booze means no betrayal. Huerta would still be the head of public works planning new street layouts for Monterrey. Was all this in the name of revolution or just one man's dwindling capacity for drink? My God, is everything that I know about 20th century Mexican politics a f***ing lie? Bueno, says Dave, pulling out a bueno. Several women swoon over the edge of the balustrade and need to be resuscitated. You remove their moustaches before the ambulance arrives. Party number 5. The theme of the party is the Fibonacci sequence. Party starts at 1, then goes on to 1, then 2, then 3, skips 4, then 5, skips 6 and 7, restarts at 8, skips 9 to 12, etc. Everyone dances all night, harmonic intervals going up, melodic intervals going down. At midnight, right on cue, Dave appears. This time, with 50 randoms. I'm crashing your sequence, shouts Dave with a smirk. The gate crashers scatter into the party like ball bearings at a Lindy Hop. A random gets into every conversation, every bottle of booze. They wander around the party, quacking broken sentences until the party turns to a TV tuned to static. Dave, you shout. I got you this time. These people aren't truly random, are they? You've just rounded up all your mates from Venture Scouts. Prove it, says Dave. His eyes rickrolling in the pinkish disco light. Party number 6, your party. The theme of the house party is Dave. Dave party. Everyone must come dressed as Dave. The decor is Dave, the music is Dave. You Dave up all the Dave until it looks super Dave. Everyone turns out for this one. Every girl you've ever loved, every boy you've wanted to be, the only topic of conversation is Dave. How is he gonna do it? How can someone comically misinterpret the theme of a party when the theme is themselves? You know that you have him this time. Dave must fail. Dave must fail. You've been chanting it all week as you decorated, whispering it into the paper chains. It's midnight. Every guest turns to face the door. Camera phones at the ready. The door cracks. You hold your breath. As a dog toy is tossed through the crack in the door. A small, purple, dimpled bone that squeaks as it bounces down the corridor. Oink. Oink. Oink, oink, oink. You go to say, is that it? But before you can even add the question mark, the door heaves open and all life follows. Every genus of flower, every dead football player, all the trucks Broccoli, gallows, habits, every lineup of the fall, the alphabet, every out-of-work bodyguard, every second-hand microscope, the concept of shame, every great American novel, all the saints, the Samoans, all the Samoans, a hand the size of a courtyard, every terse bellhop, every older flatmate that DJs, every tall funny guy, every disillusioned punk, every can of Diet Coke, all the geese, Sarah Jessica Parker, every vegetarian lasagna, Frankenstein, every missed penalty, all the goblets, Moorfields Eye Hospital, a lifetime supply of mint flavored candles, the team behind Sunny Delight, every broken pachinko table, every resurrected slogan, every pregnant member of staff, every man who wears a pink shirt to the office, who says, for my sins, when you ask him what his job is, CITV, breast cancer, Pong, wrestling terminology, people called Julie, all the Morrissey fans who say, oh, I don't understand when people don't like Morrissey, and then sing all of the words over the top so you can't hear the f***ing song. I don't hate Morrissey, I can't hear Morrissey, I hate you. Fudge, babies, drawings of lungs, all the couples that wear matching jackets and hang around furniture shops, bunk beds, cholera, Santa, windows, French money, carnival hats, Rob Lowe, all the cuckoo clocks, the entire credits of Rabsy Nesbitt, duck eggs, shallow graves, bulldozers, Paul Auster, all the shotgun weddings, newsagent hair, every fictional character, every children's slide, monkeys, everything, everything ever, from wherever and whenever, for forever, until eventually, at the back of the conga line, you see you see yourself entering the party, one hand raised and waggling. Dave, you laugh in agony. Dave, you've done it again.
Imaginary Advice was written, produced and performed by Ross Sutherland. If you want to hear more, you can find the link in our show notes. Unreality Season 2 will drop on the 15th of January. See you then.